This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Attention all evildoers. Beware the moon ray.
The moon wraith! A vengeful ghost for justice is actually Virgil Caine, traveler, adventurer, and amateur detective. Uncovering mysteries he learned in the Far East, he is able to project his spirit during the full moon to right wrongs against those who would prey on the helpless. Only two people know his secret: Sandra Ashton, a wealthy socialite, and plucky newsboy, Krabby Jones. Tonight's episode, Madness in Mesias.
Thanks for taking me in, Krabby. Now that I'm a prime suspect in the orb theft case, I can't risk returning to my apartment.
No problem, Mr. Caine. Are you sure you'll be comfortable here? I mean, this place is not as spacious as your digs.
Don't worry about me, Krabby. Compared to the monasteries I visited on my travels, your place is positively luxurious.
Charles, who's that you've got down there?
A friend, Ma.
Is he staying for supper?
Are you staying for supper?
Considering my fugitive status, I think it best that your mother not know I'm staying in your basement.
I don't think so, Ma.
What are you boys doing down there?
Nothing, Ma.
Don't tell me nothing, young man. Are you going to tell me, or do I have to climb all the way down there? You know how I hate going to the basement, Charles.
Oh, Ma. It's a friend from work. We were practicing our newspaper throwing technique. Ha! Good one, Vinny.
That's nice. You boys have fun, and remember not to overdo it. I'm going to the market now with Mrs. Roseblatt. Do you boys need anything?
We're fine, Ma. Give my best to Mrs. Roseblatt.
I will. Bye!
That was a close one, wasn't it, Mr. Caine? Mr. Caine?
You live with your mother?
I'm only 16, Mr. Caine. Why wouldn't I be living with my mother?
I don't know. You're always around whenever I need you, no matter the hour. I just assumed you lived alone. I can't imagine your mother allows you out in the middle of the night.
She doesn't, but luckily she's a very sound sleeper.
I suppose so.
What are you going to do now?
Virgil Caine will do nothing. But now that the moon is full, the moon wraith can continue the investigation at his own level. By the light of the moon that shines at night, release my spirit and set things right. Guard over my body, Krabby. I may be gone all night.
Will do, Mr. Caine. Nothing to do now but wait. I wonder how Mr. Caine would look in Mom's house dress. I guess there's only one way to find out.
The master would be angry if he found out that I delayed in following that man named Caine. But the moon called to me, whispering my name. Mesias. Mesias, my love. It is so full and so beautiful, master would never understand the power it has over me. But I must focus. If I do well for master, he will set me free, and I'll be with my beloved once again. I hope I'm not too late. No? There he is, lying on that couch. What's this? The man is not here. All that lies here is an empty vessel. Master will be angry. The man escaped me. All I have is a body. A body ready to be filled with any spirit. Any spirit like me. Air filling my lungs. Fingers running over fabric.
I hope this fits. It's the biggest one in the closet.
A young man carrying a ridiculous-looking frock.
Mr. Caine, back so soon?
Back? Yes, I'm back. Is that garment for me?
What? This? No, it's just laundry night. That's it. Just doing some laundry to pass the time. You found out anything about the Orb of Phoebe?
The Orb of Phoebe. I must possess it.
Yeah, you and half the city. Are you okay, Mr. Kane? Your voice sounds funny.
My voice sounds funny.
Hey, where are you going?
To get the orb. It calls to me.
Should I stay here then? Okay then, I'll save you some dinner. It's goulash night. I really need to get myself a girlfriend.
To track the Orb of Phoebe, I need to start at the beginning. The Orb, if Dr. Denton is to be believed, possesses mystical properties, and powerful ones at that. Anything generating that much power is sure to leave a trail that someone like the Moon Wraith can follow. The beginning, of course, means Sandra's apartment.
What's that? Who's there?
Do not be afraid. It is I, the Moonwraith.
The Moonwraith, Moonwraith, or someone pretending to be the Moonwraith?
Sandra, it's me, Virgil.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be out proving your innocence?
That's what I am doing. I learned some interesting things from Dr. Denton. It seems the Orb of Phoebe is no mere trinket.
I'll say, I could buy a New York penthouse and an Italian villa for what it's worth.
I meant it could raise the dead. But what you said is pretty impressive, too. If it's generating that much power, I'm sure I can locate it. Where did you have the orb displayed?
Over there, near the French doors.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I arranged the display myself. What are you sensing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing. No aura, no mystical radiation, not even a trans-dimensional spark. Either Dr. Denton exaggerated the power of the orb, or...
Or?
What was on display last night was not the actual orb of Phoebe. Don't snort at me so dismissively. I do believe the orb you had on display was a fake.
I didn't snort at you.
If it wasn't you, then... Feng Shui.
What is it? What do you see?
What do you call a creature that's half man and half bull?
You mean a minotaur?
That's it. I'm looking at the ghost of a minotaur right now. It looks like it's getting ready to charge. I think this is going to hurt.
That was episode 4, Madness in Mesias. Come back next week for the Moonwraith's continuing adventures in Beware the Moonwraith, the Orb of Phoebe. This has been a production of Curious Echo Radio Theater.
There's a new radio station coming to your town. Everybody knows about talk radio, but not everybody likes talk radio.
It's too right-wing.
It's too left-wing.
Oh, you morons.
You call us an idiot.
Starting soon on a station near you, the radio format you've been waiting for. It's not talk radio. It's Shut Up Radio. Just give a listen. Let's go to the phones. You're on Shut Up Radio.
Hey, let's talk about taxes.
Let's not. Next caller.
Congress has just passed a bill that's gonna...
Ah, shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Make me.
I don't make garbage. I burn it. Yes, it's Shut Up Radio. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's a breath of fresh air. And what's your beef, caller?
I have no beef. I just wanted to say hi.
Finally, a caller with nothing on his mind. Go ahead.
Hi.
Shut up, Jabberjaw. When talk radio gets on your nerves, switch to Shut Up Radio. They have no opinions on anything. Remember, a station that's apathetic is a pathetic station. Thanks for calling Shut Up Radio. We'll have less after this.